Veto, veto. Can you hear that? That's the sound of protesters outside the North Dakota Capitol building in Bismarck yesterday, just before North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple signed the nation's toughest abortion legislation into law, despite what you heard from those protesters there. The law bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detectable. Now, that's as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy. Similar bans are under consideration in Kansas and Ohio and other states. Joining me now is Betty Grande, Republican representative in North Dakota and primary sponsor of the state's abortion bill. It's called the Heartbeat Bill. Representative, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Todd. Thank you for calling me.
A lot of people are wondering, every state has some form of abortion regulation, and we're used to that after 1973 and Roe v. Wade, down to 6 weeks to when a heartbeat is detectable. You know how a lot of people, those protesters, react to that. They say you're just trying to ban abortion. What was your thinking in sponsoring this legislation?
Well, the direction I took this from was looking at the Roe v. Wade legislation and decision, I should say, and there were three aspects to it. And the first aspect is the right to privacy. The second was that the states had a compelling interest to look at the health and welfare of the mothers. And thirdly, they were asked as their duty at the state level to determine the potential life of the baby. And so what I did was I looked at those premises from the constitutional decision of these judges and said, well, my state's rights come into play on these two aspects. How do I protect the health of the mother? That's written into the bill. And then I looked at the potential life of the baby, and we have described life at heartbeat for as long as medical advancements have been. And so at looking at that and saying it's a heartbeat, we looked at what are the medical advancements, what has technology shown us since the Roe v. Wade decision, since the discussion at the Casey case, and where are we today? In 40 years of advancements, we see that we have a heartbeat. We know that we have a baby with potential life there, and that's what the courts asked us for, so that's what we legislated.
The standard up until now in most cases, and indeed from the Supreme Court, of course, has been viability outside the womb, meaning abortion is generally permissible when the fetus is not viable, generally not permissible when it is. Of course, that we all know those have been gray areas with late-term abortion and other things. Why have you gone much, much earlier than viability? Despite a heartbeat, 6 weeks is certainly not viable. Why have you gone so much earlier?
Well, what happens is the courts ask the states to continue to look at this process. And even when they re-looked at this during the Casey Planned Parenthood, they still barely looked at viability, just a few paragraphs of viability. But more importantly, stating back, states, continue your duty of figuring out what is the potential life of the baby.
And of course, one of the difficulties here, of course, is that many women at 6 weeks don't even know they're pregnant yet. They might not know until 8 weeks.
Well, and you know what? And the beauty of it is now they do know that they have a potential life and that there is a heartbeat beating there. And that's the education that the women need. That is talking about their health and safety and their welfare in the aspect that so many women out there in the millions are suffering today, having gone through abortions and realizing that they have taken the life of their child. They need to know this up front. They have a right to know. And this is extremely important that we help these women from the very, very beginning.
The Roe v. Wade decision in 1973 gave states the right, in fact, the duty to regulate abortion, and many states are challenging the bounds of that ruling. One of those states is North Dakota, under the leadership of Republican State Representative Betty Grande. North Dakota now has the most restrictive abortion law in the nation, testing the bounds of Roe v. Wade. Representative, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And we want to know what you think about North Dakota's abortion law. 8778-MY-TAKE to weigh in.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.